You're listening to Darren and Nick's podcast. This is show number 6. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Nick. How you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. You look absolutely shattered.
I'm jiggered. I think that's a good word for today. My word of today, word of the day, wad.
We all need a wad or two, don't we?
I'm jiggered.
So what have you been doing then to get jiggered?
I've had a good weekend, actually. I went and saw a live show at the theatre.
Oh, right. Which one was that then, mate?
It was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, right. With the flying car.
With the flying car, yeah. It was very good. Yeah, I mean, it had that Brian Connolly in it. Can't even say it. Brian Connolly.
Colony.
Yeah, and he's a very talented showman, but he's always the same. We saw him in a pantomime the other year, and
yeah,
it was exactly the same again with his funny, geeky smile and his kind of, not his catchphrase. He didn't actually say it's only a puppet, which is apparently one of his catchphrases.
Oh, right, I can't say I've ever seen him perform.
But he's all right. But the whole show was excellent. It was really good. And the boys, my two boys and the other kids we took with us, were really, really into it. They really enjoyed themselves. So it was good. But that was yesterday. And then this morning, I got up early and drove a 1927 short chassis 3-litre Bentley.
Wow.
From my parents' house to a garage. And then I picked up another old car and drove it down here, like 2.5 hour drive in the snow. It's been snowing today.
It's been a weird day. I mean, this morning I was out in the garden in my t-shirt, and the sun was shining, and it was absolutely fantastic. And then the clouds came over, and we've had a bit of hail. And then this afternoon,
it's been snowing.
Yeah.
No, it's been fantastic. I mean, there can't be anything wrong with the British weather. It is always surprising. You know, wait a minute and it'll rain. Wait a minute, it'll be sunny. And somebody was saying one of the ways to be completely British, it was in this this Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yes.
Was to be surprised at the weather when it rained. We're English are always, it rains here about 50% of the time, I would have thought, and we always seem to be surprised when it rains. But today it has been one of those days. I've just been on the go since early this morning, and driving a vintage car with my two kids in the back and in the snow you've got to concentrate for 2 hours, and it takes it out of you, you know.
Oh, I suppose there's no power steering or
no power steering,
no,
and
no servo on the brakes,
no nothing. And you know, you've got your, I mean, we're driving through kind of an inch of snow over the top in Ashbourne. Mm-hmm. So it was it's one of those days, so I am a bit tired. And we're across at Darren's again, doing the show in his lovely lounge, lovely dining room, I think.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we're a little bit unprepared because today's Sunday, actually. We usually do the show on a Saturday
night. We do indeed,
mate. It's Sunday night tonight. As I said, I've literally stepped in the door, so I've got nothing prepared. So
thanks, mate.
It should be flying by the seats of our pants, you know.
Be,
so.
Yeah.
And we've got a few things. We've got the good old favourites. We've got beer of the week or a bow.
We've got a programme of the week or a bow.
Yeah, we've got a website of the week or a wow. So we have all those prepared. And we've got my trusty favourite.
The second one in the series.
Second instalment in the series of three, musical instrument of the week or a
meow.
Yay!
Well, this week, I mean, quite interesting. I've actually conducted a poll of people at work.
Mm-hmm.
I must have asked about 20 people,
right?
About podcasts,
yeah,
and telling them about the podcasts that you and I do,
yeah.
And out of those 20 people, none of them had actually heard of a podcast.
I know, it's unbelievable. I mean, here we are doing podcasts, and you know, two kind of middle-aged men sitting around doing a podcast. I think we've got the technology down. And you're exactly right. I went around people at work and a few friends of mine, and none of them actually listened. So a couple of them have actually heard of them,
mm-hmm.
Know what they are there,
yes.
But they thought they were kind of radio shows because they're not radio shows. You know, fundamentally, people don't seem to be able to record music into them unless they're an unsigned artist.
That's right.
But you know, they've not heard of them. They never listened to them. And people with iPods just hadn't downloaded them, you know, and seen this word podcast and never even clicked on it. So,
I mean, these were people, you know, 17, 18, 19, you know, teenagers. Mm. And you'd thought that that they'd have their finger on the pulse, so to speak. But they hadn't got a clue what a podcast.
Perhaps we're more hip than they are.
Perhaps we are. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I doubt it. Sat in here.
In t-shirts.
In t-shirts. Drinking our
bow.
Should we reveal what our bow
is? Yeah, our bow of the week this week. We ought to give it a plug. One of my favourites. I bought this specially for the show. This is Saison 64, or Cronenberg 1664.
And very nice it is too, as well.
It's it's a blue can with a white label. No, I actually really enjoy it. I mean, I think Cronenberg Blanc was one of the ones that we slated recently because they're going to stick lime in it.
In about show two or show three, Nick tried that one up in Newcastle, I think he was at the time, and didn't go down particularly well.
Bit of a sound effect going on here. Oh, that was really good. I like that one.
5% alcohol by volume, so not too bad.
A lager. In the UK, we differentiate between a lager and a bitter. Next week, we ought to tell people about next week. What's happening at the moment? Why aren't we going to do next week?
Oh yes, it's I was going to say celebrating Easter here in the UK, but we're celebrating Easter all over the world. But yep. So Nick's going to be away next week. Mm-hmm. I'm spending time with the family and that, so we won't actually be doing a podcast next week.
That's
so
right.
we're going to take a week off, and we'll be back with you again 22nd, 23rd of April.
That's right. But I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people, we're talking about not many people knowing about podcasts, but you and I are discussing in the week that when you do a podcast, there must be loads of podcasts out there, just one or two, where people give it a go. And just do a podcast for no apparent reason, apart from just to see if they can do it and get past the technology, and that enthuses people. But what I want to do, and I do desperately want to do this, continue to do these podcasts, because we'll find the niche. You know, we're on show six now, and being on show six means that we've kind of come over the hump of the one or twos, and
that's
then giving
right.
up,
yeah.
and we're getting into a regular rhythm. So although we are missing next week, we're going to come back into it after Easter, and do some more podcasts and introduce some more things and find a niche. We've got our pows, bows, wows, meows, and things like that. So that's kind of pretty much where we're kind of focusing at the moment. But I was listening to something on the radio the other day, and
yes.
it's such a clever concept. Mm-hmm. And I've saved this for show. I haven't even mentioned this to Darren. It's completely out of the blue. So you're just hearing us talk about it.
What is it then, mate?
Right. What it was I was listening to, I can't remember the name of the people. It was on Radio 4. I accidentally had Radio 4 on because I listen to the comedy sometimes on Radio 4, and I left it on. And when I was there listening to it, and there was just a person interviewing two people, and they were going on a walk.
Right.
And these people were just talking about nothing. A bit like we are now, but this is on Radio 4, you
yes.
know, and they were just having yeah. chats about general things, you know, a little bit about the weather, what their hobbies were, that kind of thing. And and then they were describing where they were on the walk, you know, and they were walking up this hill and getting to the top. And the show was called, at the end, Ramblings.
It's a clever concept.
I liked it, because you think about it, they were walking, and they were aimlessly talking, so you got this ramblings, and
yeah.
I just thought it was clever. It was just a half hour show, just like this on
mm-hmm.
Radio 4, but I was enthralled. It was just like listening into somebody else's conversation, a bit like you and I are having conversation now, and other people listening. So if that's on Radio 4 at prime time at 7:30 at night or something, then there must be a market for people just to listen to what other people talk about, you know.
Well, that's right. That's the essence of podcasting, I think, and is the small community of people that listen to your show, because they just like what you
That's
talk
right.
about.
There's an essence of voyeurism as well, because if two guys are having a conversation and you're listening into the conversation, then they're kind of eavesdropping, and a bit like when you're in a bar listening to somebody else have a conversation across the way. Sometimes
yes.
you pick up something interesting, sometimes you don't. So anyway, moving on, what's the next thing on your list? Because I haven't got one tonight.
Okay, well, very briefly, I mean, if you're if you've subscribed to us, you probably subscribe to us through podomatic.com. That's the website that we upload all of our podcasts to. So that's www.podomatic.com.
It's Podomatic, isn't it? With an A.
Podomatic.
Podomatic or Podomatic.
I'll have to look that
up. I think it is Podomatic. I was looking that up because if you type Podomatic into Google, it comes up with it as well. So it's the first hit on it. I know that.
And this week we're steadily climbing up the charts. Mm-hmm. In the most listened to talk radio category, we're at number 59.
Fantastic.
So we're creeping up there slowly and steadily. And I think it is about consistency.
Yeah.
Uploading new shows weekly.
Yeah.
Really pleased with that. And of course,
if you're just listening to us for the first time, you just clicked on us on and listening to us live on your computer and you have an MP3 player or you'd like to listen to us at a later date, what you can do is you can subscribe to us from the Podomatic website, and there's even a link to an iTunes, so you can subscribe to us through iTunes now.
Absolutely, yes.
And if you do that, of course, then you automatically get this podcast and you can eavesdrop and listen into our conversation next time as well. So do that. That's very important.
Okay, well, I'm going to do my program of the week.
Okay.
And it's a program called Bamzuki. Now it's rather an unusual name, but it's a fantastic program. Now this program is.
I think we need to give them a bit of background. Why did we choose Bamzuki?
Because.
What were you going to choose? Go on, tell us what you were going to choose. The original program that you were talking about was a graphics and development software, wasn't it?
That's so right. Yeah, another one of my. open source programs that I go on so much about. But
the reason we decided not to say it was because it was actually because these open source programs are written by techies and can be quite complicated. This was a supremely advanced one, wasn't it?
Oh yes, and whereas I was with the one that I downloaded that was going to be the program of the week, it was so complicated and I just could not get to grips with it. Whereas Bamzuki, which is something that Nick and I have both downloaded and had a play with, is just so straightforward, and it's got to be really because it's aimed at kids.
Yeah, but that's the point. The program, there is a program on BBC Two in the morning at 7:30, or is it 8:30? I think it's 7:30, and it's called Bamzuki. Mm-hmm. And the basic concept is kids design these
zooks,
and they battle with them on this program. And they've made this software freely available to anybody who wants to download it. What's the website you need to go to?
It's www.bbc.co.uk/cbbc/Bamzuki.
Now, if you Google it as well, it does come up as well, because that's how I found it. So if you just go to your Google website and type in Bamzuki, so that's Bamzuki, you also get to the website. It's the first hit on there. And the concept is you design a zook, an animal or a monster or an organism that you want, and it's very organic. And what do you start with, Darren? You start with a blob, don't you?
Yeah, a blob, which is in essence the body of the creature. Mm. And then you can add arms and legs and heads, and you can...
Fingers.
Yes, you can, and toes, and
you can then colour the, put kind of colour and texture onto the
any texture finish you want, scales for a fish or fur for a furry animal or something, and then you can articulate the legs, and the trick is to get the legs to move in a certain sequence.
That's
so that,
right.
So the creature actually.
But it's because
walks.
It's designed for children. It is very simple, and they've got quite a few examples on there. You can download ones that other people have created very easily. You can look at it live on the website, or you can download this program of the week. And the whole point about this, telling you about this, is it's a program that's free to download. All the programs that we discuss on this kind of podcast that we do, we talk about our free programs to download. Mm-hmm. So we download this program, put it on your computer, and begin playing. You will just be amazed with what you got. I mean, I created a gecko. I did a gecko, which kind of like hopped along quite merrily.
Yeah,
me a challenge, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I challenged Nick. We could see who could design the best and the fastest walking crab. And of
That's
course,
right.
the difficulty with crabs is that they walk
sideways. Yeah.
Sideways. So that was a bit of fun. And mine kind of just swayed from side to
mine,
side.
Mine
didn't
bounced
go anywhere.
Up, mine bounced up and down and then flipped on its back. A bit like a crab, really. But it was it's great fun. So go to that. It's website of the week. Program of the week is Bamzuki, downloadable from website, www.bbc.co.uk/cbbc/bamzooki, spelled BAMZOOKI. And it's a great bit of software.
It is fantastic. Just
keep you and your children entertained for hours.
That's right. But if you're anything like Nick and myself, it'll be us that use it more than the kids, you know. So it's good fun. Try it out.
Absolutely.
And have a great time.
Right. So we've done we've done the bow. We've done the beer of the week. We've done a pow program of the week. We've got a third one, which is
website of the week.
Website of the week. Might as well go straight into the website of the week. What's the website of the week? The website of the week is usually mine, isn't it? Wow.
Wow.
Well, Darren introduced me to this one. Actually, it's a website of the week is a Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. That's
Wikipedia.
Right. Wikipedia. Yes.
How do you spell Wikipedia?
I haven't got the. You keep asking me all of these awkward questions, mate. I'm going to have to.
Okay. Well.
WikiKI. P-E-D-I-A. Right. I reckon. Give that a whirl.
Wikipedia. Wikipedia is basically an encyclopedia online. And what's so much better than Encarta or all of these other other big ones? What, name some other one. Collins and all these other ones. Yes. You can get online now. You have to subscribe to them and you have to pay for them in many cases to get the full access of them. Wikipedia is entirely free. It's entirely free to look at all of the entries, and it's got how many millions?
It's just got just over a million entries on there.
A million entries, where you're talking 250,000 on your Encarta and you know 400,000 on others. It really blows the other ones. And what makes it one of the criticisms of it and one of the compliments of it is you can contribute to it. Anybody can contribute to the encyclopedia, so you can edit and update entries by putting in your comments and views or your knowledge base. And that of course is an incredible plus, because you've got millions and millions of editors, millions and millions of people putting information in there. What the disadvantage of it too is sometimes the information that's in there can be a little bit erroneous. You know, you can wrong data. So, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. You know, don't completely trust it, but it is vetted and it is looked at by millions of people, and it's becoming the source of knowledge on the internet, Wikipedia. So that's the website of the week.
But I mean, just to say that if because it can be edited and people can submit their revisions, you know, if you do spot an obvious mistake and you know the correction to that mistake, then you can submit it for review.
Yeah.
And if it's found to be correct, then it'll get published.
That's right.
So,
a Wikipedia. Is it www.wikipedia.co.uk?
Give that. Might be a .com.
Might be a .com, actually. I think so, yeah. I haven't really researched that one, but it was an incredible website, and you can literally type anything in there onto Wikipedia and get a quite a comprehensive description, like an encyclopedic description of what that subject is. So, a really good website to save in your favourites box. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the week after Easter is St. George's Day.
Is it?
Yeah, we're starting to make quite a big thing of it here in England now, aren't we?
We should do, because we in Wales they celebrate St. David's.
That's right.
And in Ireland they go. And in fact, in Ireland, which country actually has? Which I can't remember which city it was now. I was going to tell you. There is a city in America which has, on St. Patrick's Day, they actually have the river flowing green in tribute to St. Patrick.
Do you know the answer?
No.
Boston, I think
it's Boston as well.
For a guess, completely off the top of my head.
But they do. They make the river flow green, which is incredible. I don't know how they do that environmentally, with an environmental soundness, I'm pointing. They don't actually put red dye in the river for St. George's Day. I mean, nobody really celebrates around the world St. George's Day. So I think we should.
Well, the problem with that, of course, is it would have to be red and white, and then it would just be pink. that would be a little bit of a disaster.
Yeah, okay. So the St. George's Cross is a white flag with a red sorry, white flag with the red cross on it. And I was the first enthused by St George when I went to Portugal, because there is a St George's Castle in Portugal, which was apparently King George, where he went in Portugal, and he built this huge castle. And there's a big statue to St George.
And where's that in Portugal, mate?
In Lisbon.
Lisbon, yeah, the capital.
But it was quite moving to climb up to see this castle on the top of this hill in Lisbon, and find out that it was St George. But going back to your original thing, the weekend after we get back, that will be St George's Day. So we're going to have a St George's Day special, are we?
Well, I think we should make a big thing of it.
Okay, we're going to do that. So
yeah, we've kind of not sort of expressed ourselves properly on St George's Day. You know, we've kind of kept it under wraps.
Very English. We're always very English about it, and being English is being reserved sometimes, and as a result, we don't kind of blow our own trumpet.
That's right.
I mean, I went around the States recently, and they got all their flags hanging up outside their houses, you know, on flagpoles.
Yes.
And you think, that's impressive, you know. And but then I can't imagine doing that in the UK, having a St George's flag. What happens in the UK, of course, because if you do that, you're suddenly racist or sectarian, and people don't like that in the UK.
That's right, or too kind of right wing.
Too right wing, and the right wing. So, but from purely from a patriotic point of view, I think we should celebrate St George's Day the weekend after we get back. So
we'll have a St George's Day special.
Absolutely,
podcast.
Absolutely, that's a good idea.
Right, I think it's time for
meow.
Yeah,
meow. I'm going to have a drink before I do this. Right, Darren's going to set the scene for you for our musical instrument of the week. Go for it, Darren.
Okay. Just imagine sitting in your chair at home. You close your eyes and you lean back. And you imagine that you're a condor soaring majestically above the highest of the peaks in the Andes. Take it away, Nick.
How was that?
That was fantastic, mate. I was there. I was up there with the condors.
That's my panpipes this week. I'm into my ethnic minority, just ethnic instruments. Last week we had my didgeridoo, and a few years ago I got these panpipes, and I'm not very good at playing them, but I still enjoy giving them a little toot every now and again. So that's good. And next week, well, the week after, I shall bring in my next musical instrument of the week. So. Panpipes, yep. From Andes this week. So look forward to next week when we have another musical instrument. Week after next, right? So we've had a busy week this week. I've been very busy wrapping up the week. I'm away on holiday for the next week, so I'm looking forward to that, and going to relax on a beach somewhere. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
And where is that beach somewhere, mate? It's somewhere exotic, is it? Or
no, it's in North Wales.
Excellent. great part of the UK, that is.
It is. So how are we doing for time then? We are already 24 minutes through the show. We've only got 5 minutes left, Darren. There's something missing though.
I can feel something brewing in my inner depths.
Right.
And,
what is it?
I think it's one of my farts.
Your farts?
Facts are really terrific.
Facts are really terrific. Take it away, Darren.
An Australian, Graham Barker, extracted his own belly button fluff every day for 18 years, acquiring a record-breaking amount. He hopes to accumulate enough fluff to stuff a pillow. And you can
human belly button fluff.
Exactly, yeah. Lint. It's
called lint, yeah.
Yeah, and you can visit his website, www.feargod.net, and you can have a look at the photos,
right,
of his belly button fluff in a jar.
Lovely. 18 years.
18 years.
People need to get a life, you know, sometimes.
They do. It's amazing what you can get out of your belly button.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to tell me he's unravelled his belly button or something like that.
No, nothing quite as exciting as that. But he's
belly button fluff.
An unusual chap. I mean, he's got lots of other stuff on his website, but anyway, it's weird what people will do for
it. Is. Well, I think that kind of wraps it up for this week.
I think it does. I
haven't got anything else to say or anything else recorded or written down. Remember to go to our website, www.cubed3.biz. Thank you. Cubed3.biz.
Email us.
Email us. You can email us at
podcast@cubed3.biz.
podcast@q3.biz, and you can also visit us via the Podomatic website. So if you've come to us through any other reason, go to the Podomatic website and subscribe through there, and that will up us on the rating of the Podomatic top 10. We want to break the top 50 in the next couple of weeks. I think
for next in 2 weeks' time, we should have broken into the top 50. So that would be a remarkable achievement. This is, as we said at the beginning, our sixth show.
Yep.
So fingers crossed we'll make it there.
That's right. So thank you. All remains for us to say is thank you for listening. And we will see you in 2 weeks' time. What was the date again?
22nd or 23rd of April.
That's right. St. George's Day. So don't forget to bring your flags to wave. Thanks very much, Darren. See you again.
Cheers, Nick. Take care.
Bye-bye.